Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
In 1963, an alien ship crashed to Earth. The sole survivor was made human by transformation machines. He has walked this world ever since, remembering nothing of his previous existence. To help him hide from today's surveillance-heavy society, he works for the mysterious organization, investigating cases of the weird and unusual. Call me Ishmael. Ishmael Jones. There are all kinds of stories concerning people who disappear mysteriously, never to be seen again. Sometimes the accusing finger points to fairy rings or bad places. Others prefer to lay the blame on mythical beings or alien abductions. The only thing these stories have in common are strange, out-of-the-way locations, where people encounter terrible holes in the structure of the world. Are these mysterious holes traps for the unwary, or doors to other realities? Either way, who or what is waiting on the other side?
Graphic Audio presents An Ishmael Jones Mystery by Simon R. Green. Performed by Scott McCormick, Laura C. Harris, with Zeke Alton, Lily Beacon, Jonathan Foyer, Bill Gillette, Karen Novak, Alejandro Ruiz, and Tia Shearer. Ishmael Jones Mystery Number 6, Murder in the Dark.
Some parts of the world are older than others. The southwest of England is so old it qualifies as ancient, which is probably why its history is so heavily packed with monsters and mysteries. Back in the 6th century, it was the last Celtic territory to fall to the invading Saxons. Before that, the Romans built roads and aqueducts and cities, trying to hold back the unknown with the solid sanity of civilization. Go back even further, and you can find great circles of standing stones, like Avebury and Stonehenge, or Neolithic burial sites, where they weighed down their dead with heavy rocks to keep them from walking. The past is England's dreaming, and not all of it sleeps soundly. There are all kinds of things left over, from when the world was a different place. I've dealt with any number of strange and unnatural threats in my time as a field agent for the organization, walking steadfastly into trouble and danger to put down the kind of things no one else can. History isn't always over, not when it can wait with remorseless patience for one more chance to get its claws into you. I hate being sent out on missions without a proper briefing, but when the colonel calls me in the early hours of the morning, using the phone number no one else even knows exists, and says, "Go now," then I get up and go. Because that's part of the agreement I entered into when the organization first agreed to take me under its wing. That they would send me into harm's way on a regular basis, and I would never say no. Because it was always going to be something that needed doing. Which was how I came to be speeding through the wilds of Somerset on a pleasant summer's afternoon with my partner, Penny Belcourt. People like me aren't supposed to have partners for any number of really good reasons. But since there are no people like me, I feel free to make the rules up as I go along. Penny was at the wheel because no one drives one of her precious vintage cars but her. So I just settled down in the passenger seat and enjoyed the ride in the countryside. The pastel blue sky was slowly losing its color as the afternoon darkened into evening, but the fields on either side of the narrow road were almost luminously green, grass that really enjoys being grass. Here and there, sheep clustered together for company, and the occasional rabbit stuck its head up for a good look round. No people, no farm machinery, nothing to disturb the pleasant languor of a country afternoon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?